from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Stephen White. I'm the director of the Office of Harm Reduction here at the Department of Health. We are here this morning to commemorate and recognize International Overdose Awareness Day. And as you look around, you can see the faces of the folks that we have lost to overdose. So we want to commemorate them and memorialize them this morning. And you can also see the flags over here that represent the lost lives. So it really is an honor to be present with you all this morning as we commemorate our lost loved ones, our neighbors, our veterans, and our community members. Today we may feel the heaviness of the loss and grief as we reflect on these people that have left us far too early. I would also encourage us to remember their light and brightness, their smiles, their countenance, their passions, the joy that they brought to your life and the community. As we acknowledge International Overdose Awareness Day, I ask us not only to remember these individuals, but to advocate for the individuals with substance use disorders. The community of people who use drugs need us to judge less, listen more, and to care deeply, to eliminate stigma, and to just be compassionate. I think as we come together today, it is important to realize that there remains work for us to do in order to save lives from this overdose crisis. We in the Office of Harm Reduction hope that because you're here, that you can stand with us as we continue to offer public health initiatives that are evidence-based, innovative, and nuanced in order to save lives. So we're going to have some remarks from the county executive, from Dr. Burstein, our health commissioner, also from Zachary Kay, and we have a family ambassador here this morning with us, Kim Chevlin, who will read off the names later on today at the ceremony. So at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Mark Poling-Collards, the county executive.
Thank you, Stefan. And thank you for you and your team and the work that they do to try to save lives in our community. I also want to thank Lucia from Deaf Access Services for being here, providing the American Sign Language today. We're here on International Overdose Awareness Day to remember those who unfortunately are no longer with us due to having succumbed to an overdose. It is a sad day that unfortunately every year the numbers that we add and the faces that we add here at Old County Hall grow. Just recently, 7 people died during 1 week, 2 of them in their 60s, some in their 30s and 40s in the prime of their lives. I don't truly understand why people use drugs. I've never used it in all my life, but people do. And if they do, we need to be able to find ways to help them get over whatever the issue is that they're dealing with, and to ensure that they're not added on as one of the individuals that you see here today in future International Overdose Death Awareness Day. We've worked very hard since 2014 to try to address this issue. We did reduce the number of deaths based on the great work that the Department of Health and others did. And unfortunately, it has grown as the public health crisis associated with opiate overdoses has morphed. It has changed. It is not the crisis it was 5 years ago. It is completely different. If you're using any street drugs out there, you have to assume that they are laced with fentanyl. And if they're laced with fentanyl, not only are they very addicting, and you will use more and more of these street drugs, but you will, as many people are finding out, unfortunately, or their families are finding out, you will die. You will become a statistics of our medical examiner's office as they go to the scenes to identify the individuals and determine what went wrong, what happened, and unfortunately often determine that it was a result of a drug overdose. So our Department of Health, our Department of Mental Health, all of our partner agencies are working very hard so we do not have additional names to add, but unfortunately there probably will be based on what we've seen over the last few years. I want to thank all of the members of the agencies that are working very hard to save lives. I certainly offer my condolences to the families of those who've lost loved ones, whether it was 10 years ago or just 10 hours ago, because the odds are, with the numbers that we're seeing in Erie County now, one person is dying on average per day as a result of an overdose. And those are numbers we have to reduce. So I want to thank all our partners for the work that they do. And once again, get a warning out to the community. If you use cocaine, if you use other street drugs, you should assume that it's laced with fentanyl. And if it's laced with fentanyl, you are risking, you're basically playing Russian roulette, because it may not kill you today, but it could kill you in the future. And we want people to understand that there are no such thing as safe drugs. There's no such thing as my dealer will protect me. The dealers have no idea what's in the drugs that they're selling to you. So you've got to be very careful. You're playing Russian roulette. We offer assistance. We offer Narcan. We offer fentanyl test strips. We offer xylazine test strips to determine whether the drugs that you have are safe. And we want people to understand that's available for free, no questions asked. You can contact the Department of Health to receive those. But the only way to get through this crisis is to save as many lives as we can now and to address it by trying to reduce the number of individuals who actually use drugs in the first place. And that's what our team in the Harm Reduction Unit does. So I want to thank all of them for the work that they do, offer my deepest condolences to the families of those who have lost loved ones, and hopefully they're what they went through. And coming out and speaking to the community about the loss that they unfortunately dealt with will reduce the number of deaths in the future so that no other families have to go through it. Thank you. And with that, I'll introduce our leader of the Department of Health, someone who's been dealing with this since the beginning of my administration and addressing the issues of opiates, our Health Commissioner, Dr. Gail Burstein.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. So this yearly display is one of our most visible and most important events related to harm reduction and opioid epidemic. We have about 350 memorials set up today, which represent just a fraction of all the overdoses that have occurred in our community. And so the fact is that one of hundreds of events worldwide speaks to the scope of the recent harm caused by the opioid and general drug epidemic. And as our harm reduction team sets up this memorial each August, every one of their movements puts them in touch with faces and names of people who've died because of the drug overdoses. And for many of those, because of our work with families and with people who use drugs, we know the stories behind those lives and those losses as well. There's a reason why this event was designed in this way. And standing near all these signs, each one represents a staggering loss to a family right here in our community. And we need to remember these faces. We need to remember these names. We need to take every opportunity to support the people who are living in recovery and people who are using drugs and make sure that they're supportive and that they stay alive. Harm reduction is a core public health work, and we use that approach not just because it's basic humanity to treat people with dignity and preserve their health and safety however we can. We also use harm reduction because it's proven by science and our own experience to be very effective. So I want to thank our harm reduction team. They've had the privilege of collecting and crafting and setting up this memorial that we have before us today. And, you know, this is a very somber moment, and one that we're presenting with a sense of urgency and a feeling of hope. And there are far too many pictures here. In 2023, our county experienced the most overdoses it's ever recorded, 435 deaths. And that includes opioid-related and non-opioid-related. And as at the end of August of 2024, this month, Erie County's lost about 270 residents to suspected or confirmed drug overdoses. So that's about, as the county executive said, one death per day. And this is not, so we know this is not the time to be complacent. We need to continue to take action and move forward. So all of us in public health, mental health, treatment agencies, and overdose prevention task force participants, we're all rowing in the same direction, so to speak. And in the wake of all these losses, we have all come together to save the other families from these terrible losses. This is all about prevention. And we're also fortunate to have new tools available to us to prevent overdoses and deaths and provide support to individuals and other organizations in our community. So the opioid settlement funding that our county received does not begin to make up from all the catastrophic losses of life. But that funding will be able to pay for local initiatives that address the fundamental challenges that we see arise time and time again when we're working with people who use drugs and trying to see the entire scope of the opioid epidemic. So earlier this summer, we announced about $6 million in funding for community organizations with creative and constructive ideas around harm reduction, treatment, education, housing, and social support. So if you are here in person with us today at this press conference, you're likely to not need this reminder, but for people who are listening out there to this press conference or listening to the news and may hear later, we have to remember this: that overdoses can affect anyone in our community. There is nobody in our community that is immune from opioid overdoses or any drug overdoses at all. This can happen with regulated drugs or unregulated drugs. And we all know that unregulated drugs, including cocaine, including counterfeit pills, are all likely to be contaminated with fentanyl, which is potent and deadly. So if you did not buy your drug from a pharmacy, you have no idea what is in it. And you can just bet, if I were a betting man, I would bet that it had some level of fentanyl in it. So I just want to thank everybody for being here today with us, and I'm going to turn it over to Zachary Kay, our family.
Before we turn over to Zachary,
thank you. Okay. Going to turn it back to Mark Bullenkars.
Before we turn it over to Zachary, I want to turn it over to a key partner that we have with regards to fighting crime and getting these street drugs off the street, which is our district attorney's office. They have a unit that is focused on this to ensure that the individuals who are selling the stuff that often kills people are put behind bars. So with that, I'd like to introduce our acting district attorney, Michael King.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, County Executive Mark Pollenkars and Dr. Burstein. You know, this is a great opportunity to continue to shine a light on this problem. This is a problem that we've been dealing with in the district attorney's office with a number of our partners in government, including the Erie County Sheriff's Department, who really focus on, you know, trying to get drugs, especially drugs like fentanyl, off of our streets. And, you know, tomorrow is International Overdose Awareness Day. And it's particularly important that we're here. I actually had someone ask me a question yesterday on this very issue and said, you know, isn't it sort of a mischaracterization to call these deaths overdoses? And I think that's correct. And this person asked me the question, said, you know, in the case that we were talking about, we had a man who was in his 40s who thought he was buying cocaine, just like County Executive Pollenkars just pointed out. He thought he was buying cocaine, and it was laced with fentanyl. The person that sold him those drugs, sold the cocaine laced with fentanyl, knew that what she sold him was cocaine laced with fentanyl. He was dead in moments. And that case is a perfect example of someone who did not overdose, certainly not taking a drug that he thought he was, you know, he thought he was just taking cocaine, which again is an illegal street drug. And, you know, I understand that people have addictions, but this man did not have an opioid addiction. He died because he was poisoned. He was poisoned by someone that didn't care whether she was selling him cocaine or cocaine laced with fentanyl. And the reason I point that out is because it's important that our legislature in the state government now gets on board with recognizing this to be what it is, which is poison. And the statutes need to be changed. There's a statute that we are proposing and the DA's offices across the state are going to be advocating for that is going to change our ability to prosecute these drug dealers that are selling drugs that contain fentanyl. We'll be able to prosecute them for the homicide. For the homicide that they cause, knowing that they sold a drug that contained fentanyl. So we're going to continue to push, because while it's really important that we have days like today and we recognize the victims, you know, it's about time that we started, you know, taking additional steps to prosecute the people that are responsible for peddling these drugs. So thank you again, County Executive Poloncarz, and all of our partners, Dr. Burstein, for shining light on this problem. We're going to continue to do what we do in the Erie County District Attorney's Office to prosecute the people responsible for putting these drugs on the street. Thank you.
Thank you so much, DA Kane. The gentleman that District Attorney Kane was speaking about, my family knows personally. So with that being said, every overdose is somebody's somebody. We need to treat people with dignity and respect. We need to give people the opportunity to understand that substance use disorder is not a choice, it's a disease. And with that, I'm going to talk about a little bit about the events that are going to transpire over at the other location today, which is at Northwest Buffalo Community Center, located at 155 Lawn Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14207. Starting at 4 p.m. in the gym at Northwest, we will have our partners with the Department of mental health treatment providers, showcasing what they have available to the general community and families as far as supports and services. So 4 to 6 p.m. we will have that, and then from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We will have individuals speaking from the U.S. Attorney's Office. We will have Assembly Member Monica Wallace speaking, who this epidemic has affected personally. We will have individuals that are in recovery, recovery coaches, and this is a celebration of life. As somber as the day is, it gives us an opportunity to reflect on the life that our loved ones lived before they succumbed to opioid overdose. I appreciate the opportunity for being here today, and I want to leave you with this. Every overdose is somebody somebody. Thank you.
So thank you, Zach. And Zach is our family coordinator. I think that was mentioned. So so we're wrapping up our recognition down here. I mean, the display, obviously, folks are able to kind of take a closer look and find out more information. And as Zach said, we'll be having the continuation this afternoon up at the Northwest Community Center. So we want to thank you all for being here this morning. Thank you for, as DA Kane said, shining a light on overdose and its prevalence in our community and across the country. So thank you.
Any questions?
Any thought of moving this throughout the county?
Yes. Yes, because I think everyone who works downtown has seen this multiple times, but if you don't work downtown, you've never seen this at all. So I think this, I don't know if this will be the last year we'll be downtown with this, but it does make sense to move this around the county so that people can see the true impact of overdoses and addiction. This is, I think, probably almost the 10th year that we've done this downtown, and there does need to be taken across the county so that others understand the loss that we're talking about.
So we developed a database where we can upload photos. Family members can upload photos of their loved ones and give us permission to upload and use their likeness in that. So with that being said, to answer your first question about taking it to the to other places within the county, the other location today is another location within Erie County that we will honor loved ones. We will have the slideshow of our loved ones that we've lost, and we will have a representation, a smaller representation of what we have here. So it is being done, and families are more than willing to come out of the darkness and into the light and be able to have the conversation about overdose so that people don't have to struggle alone. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.